Welcome back. This is a Lucid Drinking Podcast yet again, episode 2 here. This time we got Josh Rohn with us, so what's up?
What up, what up?
How you been, bud?
Just chilling.
What's new with you?
A lot.
You got a new house, huh?
Shit, yeah.
How's that? Where's that at?
It's in Westland. It's actually right down the street from your guys' parents.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Like right down, dude, I live on the same in the same neighborhood as CJ.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, for real?
Yep.
Who else used to live there? Did you live there at one point? Damn!
Shit.
All right. So if you guys were wondering what we're drinking tonight. Pop open a good old bottle of Korbel here. We got no good story with this one, unfortunately, like the last one.
It's pink. How do you feel about that, Scott?
No comment.
I got this fruity-ass Jim Beam vanilla, too, so we're trying to get real weird.
Oh, nice.
Not a very good mixture there.
Are there shot glasses? Oh, it's supposed to suck. We got, what, 2 shot glasses?
I've actually had that before.
Is it any good?
No, it sucks.
The guy behind the counter was raving about it. I was like, let me try that vanilla shit.
Let me get them glasses.
Yeah, really good.
Like whiskey.
Yeah, true. Whiskey's all right. I hate tequila more than anything.
Yeah, fuck tequila.
Tequila makes my clothes come off uncontrollably. Yeah.
Tequila always makes you do bad things.
It's got to be good tequila.
The worst is Patron. That's what really...
Patron's disgusting.
Patron
fucks. What depends. If you get, like, standard
Patron...
ruins
my night every time.
It's gross. Doesn't taste good.
But you get the standard?
Like, yeah. There's, like, the standard green bottle one.
Extra dry.
There's more expensive versions that are, like, fucking delicious. They're really good.
Let me get that other bottle.
Oh.
Or glass.
Bottle. Wonderful. Great. While we're waiting, tell us about your new digs now.
My new what?
Your new digs, your new place.
Oh.
Like
how many stories? How big is the car garage?
Like, yeah, there's like 6 cars.
Is that where you put the Lambo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 car garage.
I thought it was
it's
a Ferrari.
Like
is it
stories.
A Ferrari?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ferrari how much, Lambo. Crazy. Gold jacket, green jacket.
How much did you pay for that? Was it a Lambo and where'd you go? Miami? That Turo?
Oh, or was it was a Porsche.
Oh, a Porsche.
That was a Turo?
Yeah.
People put that shit on Turo?
Yeah.
I would not want to do
that.
Dude,
you know what happened actually with that is we rented a BMW. And it was like a 1 series BMW, but it was in the shop when we got there. So he was like, well, you can just take the Porsche instead.
It was that same guy's car?
Yeah.
Damn.
So this guy just had
Yeah, how much did it cost to rent that Porsche?
Well, we paid for the BMW, so we didn't have
shit.
To pay for the Porsche.
Well, how? Okay, so how much
is
the rent
I think
BMW?
He was charging, like, we paid.
It's daily, right?
Yeah, it's daily. I think it was like $100 a day.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
For the Porsche?
For the BMW.
For the BMW.
So you got
so
one that's probably more expensive.
I think I only had it for a weekend, so it was like $300.
Because I've seen some, like, Lambos on there, and it was like...
1,000.
Fucked,
yeah. Like 900 a day.
I looked, dude. I was thinking about doing it just for a day. But the insurance is crazy.
Yeah.
I know
and
it's
you
all...
You can't even do it unless you're 25.
Yeah.
For those cars.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Damn. I remember when I was in Hollywood. I mean, it's Hollywood, and it's all a scam anyways, but, like, you could rent the... It was like Lamborghinis and Ferraris on the street. You could rent them and like take them around the block. It was for
Miami.
15 minutes, it was $100 or some shit like that. So like, and you know LA traffic, you're not getting anywhere in 15 minutes. You're going to take one lap around the block for $100. Yeah, you're
that's,
fucked.
That's what's crazy, dude. Like going out
and people
to California
do it.
So much. Like it takes you like a half hour to go five miles. Here, you go 5 miles in like 5 minutes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because like... I don't remember where I was driving to, but it was like 7 miles, and someone was like, well, you better get going now, because it's going to probably take like 35, 40 minutes. Like, what? Do you, what?
Yeah.
It takes me to go to school is about 20 miles, and it takes probably maybe 35 minutes. Yeah.
Cheers, Scott.
That shit's gross. I'm not drinking it.
Yeah, you are.
Tried it.
We got to put that in the roulette game.
There's none left.
Are we supposed to try this yet?
Go for it.
0 out of 10.
You want cheers? Dude.
But yeah, you gotta rate it. We gotta rate it too. I didn't even think about that.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers. Drink your shit, Scott. Don't be a little bitch.
I did take a sip. It's gross.
No table hits, though.
He's against his thing.
Yeah. It's 2019, no table hits.
I'll give it a 1.7 out of 10, actually. Just because it's got alcohol in it. So if I had to drink
it,
I would drink it.
It'd be better. Just add some orange juice. Make it a mimosa.
It'd
be good.
I'm more of a screwdriver guy myself, but I see where you're going. I like it.
I mean, I'll give it a 7. I'd drink this.
A 7? That was higher than the Stillhouse, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't drink it straight, but I will drink it straight.
If I had to, I'd give it like a 6. 5 or 6. Yeah. It's not terrible.
Way too inflated.
Inflated?
Gotta bring those scores down.
1.7.
Which pro skater do you think has the worst style?
The worst?
Yeah. Name one pro skater that comes to your head. You're like, what the fuck? Why is what's going on?
Dude, I can name the best. I don't know. I don't. The best. My favorite is Felipe Gustavo for his style.
That's fair.
But
his is worst, robotic.
He's robotic. I disagree, but I'm saying, like, think of one skater with, like,
I think he's the less robotic of the robotic.
It's just, like, natural.
I remember watching something.
It's not like.
No, that's your favorite. But, like,
I know what you're saying, though. Like the tricks themselves look chill. Yeah.
This looks like he doesn't really try.
Why am I thinking this?
So,
Forrest Edwards have shitty style? I can't remember.
Like, no, Bronson Lambert. You know who Bronson Lambert is?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Dude, he goes slow as fuck. Like, he does crazy-ass ledge tricks.
Or Chris,
but, like,
Lambert.
Yeah. I don't know Chris Lambert. I know Bronson Lambert is, though.
It's Chris Lambert was on Expedition way back in the day. He was in the Expedition 1 video. And if you can, like, show footage of it, like in a YouTube clip.
Chris, I mean, Lambert, I probably can, yeah.
The fucking...
Yeah, I got you.
Heinous.
Who?
Expedition 1 video? Think?
Just watch search video? Chris Lambert Expedition.
Okay.
You'll probably find it.
Okay. But continue.
And I don't know how to. You have, dude, to, I got to show it. It's herbs.
It smells so bad. I was eating tortellini's salad before I came here.
Like, watching this guy skate reminds me of Brent. I hope Brent listens to this.
He will. All right. Well,
hold on.
What do you got?
Hating on Chris Lambert.
Oh, you pulled it up?
Yeah.
This is the line right here?
Yeah.
This is the guy.
Dude, it reminds me of Grind. You ever seen that movie?
Damn, that editing, though.
I think this is from what? I think it was called Alone, I think it said.
Yeah. That might be it.
Have you guys seen the movie Grind?
Oh, he kind of has the safety hands.
All right, I'll just fuck off.
What do you got?
I just said, have you guys ever seen the movie Grind?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's style reminds me
of. It kind of does, yeah. It's like... Very, like, video game style.
Yeah.
You know what
looks
I mean?
Like fucking Eric from Grind.
It does.
The dude that's trying to get sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking of Eric from Tony Hawk Underground.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking jipping your tape.
What about that dude from California who mob flips down 16 stairs?
Oh, dude.
Jeff Wan.
Jeff.
He did,
Jeff,
like,
Wan.
The song. Worst nollie flip I've ever seen in my life into a 20-foot
quadruple
bowl.
Trip down a fucking... 5 flat 5, and he doesn't even catch the board. He just lands on it as it hits the ground.
Yeah, that's the state. That's the state of skating nowadays, where people are like, "That's cool." And it's like, no,
I mean,
it's not.
No, I feel like they just like the. He's very unique. That it's point-outable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. Unique. I used to say that shit's whack.
Right.
Like when I grew up,
I can't stand watching that kid.
So, but now anybody can get. Like
then now
views
flip
now
he does
fucking Instagram and YouTube when they put that shit on there, be like, oh damn, dude, you did a fucking inward heel down Hollywood 16. Like, dude, that was terrible.
You see,
like, this thing looked so bad.
You caught it in the last stair. You see, some kid like was just straight seshing Hollywood High like both sets.
Yeah, he did back nose blunt on the 16.
Dude, the time we went there, that set is fucked.
It's pretty
fucking big.
It's
huge.
Yeah,
seen it.
It's insane.
Because
I think it's huge.
Because I was thinking...
You don't realize how big that thing
is until
you stand on it.
Right. I was thinking of going there like, oh, it's California. It's probably smaller than we think. Because we, you know...
No, it's real.
But it's a 16 stair. Yeah.
I understand,
it's
like,
a real 16
people
stair.
Run up the other... Like, the 12, right? To the...
Yeah, because TJ Rogers...
The but at the same time, that doesn't seem like enough run-up. No. I just...
Yeah.
To actually do shit down the set. Not the rail, but...
Yeah, to skate the set, you definitely...
Yeah.
Could use some more run-up.
Mm-hmm. What was that one... the high school spot, like blue little pool ditch one or whatever.
Oh yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
That one was fucking
the little
huge
half
too.
Smile or the half circle.
Yeah, pool. Yeah, that thing was massive too. Cause he was trying to like fucking applesauce it or whatever the hell you do.
Yeah,
and
I mean it's a
that's
apple
pretty
sauce
decent.
It.
Get. Yeah, that's his fucking
a trick I invented, bro.
Some dude did
some
like nose blunt down the 12 and then ran up the stairs and then nose blunt at the 16.
God damn!
I think it was Calvin Hoff. There or whatever the fuck his name is. You
wasn't it? Who
about?
Was it that was doing like back three? He like was practicing on the 12 and then would just run up to the 16. Wasn't it like Zion or somebody?
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got fucking half cab back Smith down the 16.
Yeah, that's insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was fucked.
That is gnarly.
Do you think Nyjah actually did both those tricks back to back in that back to black part? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, when he did the.
Oh.
Wait, which one?
Well, he did kickflip back lip, and then he did ran back up.
Fade to black, or whatever you mean?
270 back lip, or backside 270 lip slide?
I think so.
Or was it the opposite way, or something like that?
I don't know.
But it showed like he landed the one and ran back up the stairs, and then did the next
one
right after.
Dude, it's just too much to keep up with skateboarding nowadays. It's like,
that was an old part, overload. Too.
Yeah. I remember that part, because it was fucking
crazy. That was
the
thing, too, because thinking about like the Dan part that just came out, I was like trying to find it again today, and I had to scroll a shit ton.
No, right. It's insane.
Because I have, like, two new parts that drop on Thrasher every day.
Yeah, because if you think about, like, back when we started skating, like, if a video came out, it was... No, like, Stay Gold took 10 years to make.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Or, like, if you even look at, like, the old sites, local sites we used to watch, like, Skate Perception and, mm-hmm. like, shit like that, or, like, VA Fleezers from back in the day, they updated those videos, like, once every, like, fucking 4 months. Like,
right.
A new video got put on. You just watch the same videos over and over again.
What was your guys' first skate videos?
That I owned, or that I was
just the first skate video you ever bought or watched.
New Blood.
Oh, fuck yeah!
I was fucking hooked on that thing.
Dude, mine was Dying Flip Extremely Sorry. I think with the yellow tape. Yeah, that was the first one. I bought it from Cess, if you know where that is. It was the old skate shop that was in a basement in Brighton.
No,
No, I never heard of that one.
Some real OGs will know that.
Skaters
one.
Yeah. For real, that was
the Brighton OGs.
For real,
the first one I ever bought. Was Fully Flared, but the first one I ever saw was Cheese and Crackers. I think
that's a good one.
It was pretty.
That's almost.
Yeah.
Is that the mini?
It was just
one?
Mini ramps. Yeah.
Crazy shit.
That's
with
the
Chris
first
Haslam,
video you saw.
Chris Haslam.
With Chris Haslam,
Day
One
Song.
Yeah. Just doing all that gnarly shit. Mm-hmm. That came out in like
He started skating later.
I started skating later.
16 or something.
I honestly didn't know that there was skate videos, to be honest.
Okay.
I just skated.
Yeah. I remember you were telling me, you're like, I thought I was inventing all these tricks.
I
you said that to me, dude. I swear.
Let's see when it came out.
Like, because you didn't watch any skate videos, so you're just like learning this shit, and you didn't know what it was called.
Yeah,
Steve, did you ever learn a tray flip?
Nope, never.
Dude,
only fakie, only fakie tray.
I filmed you do one.
Oh, sick!
Line.
I know. I'm
you
kidding.
Landed,
I'm
like,
kidding.
I think
what?
You landed it, like halfway, and, like push or something.
In Lansing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do at that yellow rail spot.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Dude, I do. I literally like. Or there's this one tray flip that I do in my Sponsor Me tape back in the day.
I remember that.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? So it's at, you talking about the tray flip where you had 90 it? So do you ever remember where Firestone Gap was? It's by where Westland Mall used to be.
Oh, now Plymouth?
Yeah, Plymouth. So there was a mani pad there. And there's a long-ass grass gap that no one's ever ollied. And, there's like a mani pad that used to have a bunch of parking blocks that you could move. So I hit the mani pad and then went and did a flat ground tray flip, but I did a 270 flip and literally landed 270, turned, and then just like pushed.
You gotta throw that in here.
Yeah, and then 180 up on the curb.
See that again.
180 up on the curb and just switch ride down the grass gap.
Dude, I think it's on YouTube, right?
Facebook somewhere.
I'm pretty
Vimeo,
sure I
probably.
Posted it like a long time
Most
ago.
Likely,
I'm pretty sure
yeah.
I reposted it. Or I
tight ass pants.
It somewhere.
Super
Dude,
tight
I
ass pants.
I used to wear girl pants when
I was
younger.
I tray flipped the three stair, the Chase three stair in that montage.
Dude, when I was like
really,
15,
really
I
good.
Would go, dude, when I was like 15, this is like cringeworthy material. I would fucking go to PacSun and dead ass buy fucking girl skinny jeans.
Dude,
and
I
would wear
that
shit with like those Osiris
I don't know why that was a thing.
Big ass, bulky ass shoes. Dude, did you ever see those Osiris shoes that fucking had the bananas on the side?
Yeah.
I would wear those tight-ass jeans with, like, those shoes. Yeah. And there's footage, actually, I think, on YouTube.
You mean the consolidated
Yeah,
banana
the consolidated
shoe?
Ones
the,
that they were making
the
fun of Nike.
The drunks or, like, no dunks?
Yeah.
Or whatever
they
were.
Yeah. They're, like, fucking pleather. They're, like, shiny
Like
ass,
some secondhand embarrassment
leather.
Shit. I watch it and feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Dude. It is crazy that, like, skateboarding.
I watch that shit. I'm like, what the fuck? If I could go back in time, I'd be
yeah.
my,
smack
I'd
myself.
Beat my,
Dude,
own ass.
I used to wear colored pants and plaid pants and super tight pants. I had green pants. I had red corduroy pants.
Dude, the plaid
pants.
Dude,
I took some girls' pants one time. They were just bright ass red, and I wore them. It's like this girl I was talking to back in high
Christ.
School.
God damn. I mean, so like if you think about skateboarding back then, I mean, it not overall was like that, but it's pretty crazy that like tight pants was the thing.
Right,
back then,
because
now it's
influenced
not.
By all the pro skateboarders, and they were all wearing tight ass pants,
like Dustin
like
Dolan,
that was cool, fucking Corey Duffel.
Yep,
we went super from, like pants. Super baggy in the '90s to
yep.
mm-hmm. and like big ass fat shoes.
Yeah, like Chris Cole, like, dude. He used to be all thugged out, and then
he went skinny.
Jamie
as fuck.
Thomas basically told him that shit's whack.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, like, I guess you're right. Zero did kind of have a pretty big influence on that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Like, well, dude, Jamie Thomas took Chris Cole aside, was like, "Hey, dude, stop dressing like an idiot and stop talking about yourself all the fucking time."
Because that's all he would do. He was trying to be a part of the Love crew.
Yeah, and they like, all thought he was
whack. Yeah, and they all thought he was whack.
It's kind of funny that DC...
Honestly, I can't even... I still can't stand listening to him talk, like, when he...
Chris Cole?
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the fact that, like, DC is kind of going back to that, though? Like, now you can buy, like, their new shoes or, like, the bulky old style.
I feel like a lot of people are doing that, too. Like, S is doing that.
Yeah,
S
did
bring their shit back.
Dude, Osiris brought the D3 back.
Yep.
Did you see that? I would never wear it. I couldn't. I've skated in Jordans, and that shit's, like, bulky. But that's basically just, like, a dunk. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but
the dunk is, it originated from the Jordan 1.
Well, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I can skate anything but Nikes anymore. They're just such a better shoe than...
I like Adidas.
Well, yeah, like, I would say Adidas, Nike, but, like, all the fucking actual skate core shoes now, they fucking were losing so much money that they had to cut quality.
Yeah, they fall apart so quick.
Yeah, like, I remember it was the Herman 3s, or it was the Herman 2s, or Herman 2s, I think. Fucking best skate shoe I've ever skated. And they came out with the G-Codes.
The G-Codes, dude, I love those.
Those were still, like, good, but, like, they blew out quicker than the Hermans.
What about the Reynolds 3s?
I never skated those. But then the G6s, I bought one pair, skated them like twice, and I was like, fuck these. They're terrible. and got rid of them.
Adam was saying that.
Kept getting worse and worse.
Dude, Max was getting free shoes from America, and he literally just told them like he doesn't want them anymore because they fall apart so quick.
Oh,
and he just stuck with Nike.
Yeah. Damn. It was like, insane. When I was like filming for like Spazzatura and shit, and I was skating, I think there were G-Codes still back then, I would go through a pair of shoes in like a week. They blow out so fucking quick.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you're skating every day, but still, it's like, the fuck?
Over the last few years, though, I think Lakai got some new designers, like shoe designers, because they've been lasting me a little longer than they have in the past, because I've been skating Lakai for like 10 years
Lakai
now.
Lakai or die for you.
That's
true.
Like, on that either, but at the same time, I had like the Romeros or whatever, the most recent Romero. That blew out fucking like crazy. Mm-hmm. New Balances, they broke out or blew out like crazy. I got the Swifts from S. Those blew out like crazy, but like whenever I had like Riley Hawks, they were fine.
Well, so Vans are good.
So here's the thing, though.
Have you guys tried Stray yet?
No, I haven't.
It's like, dude, it's a new company.
Is it good, though?
I think Muska started it. And
wasn't Muska on Supra?
I think he still is. He still has a contract with them for like the Skytop.
Did Muska start? I thought someone else started it.
It's Muska and Braden.
Zaransky.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Jamie Thomas, too.
Okay. Yeah, I think Thomas is what I'm thinking
about. I don't know
how
that's going to work with Fallen coming back.
Fallen's
coming
back?
Yeah, that's weird, too.
Yeah, you see that?
They just posted.
I remember
I had
like
recently.
One pair of Fallens in like middle school. I was stoked on it, but that was about it.
Yeah, I skated one pair of Fallens.
I had those low-top ones. Like they were a Jamie Thomas one. A lot of people had them. I don't even know what they were called, but... I tried to jump down a gap. I jumped down the funeral home gap. Yeah, it was a pair of Fallen. And they were like a low profile shoe. Dude, my ankle was so fucked. I just had the worst hot pot.
I feel like Schwam fucked with Fallens for a while.
Did you guys ever skate iPass?
No,
I didn't.
Uh-uh. No, dude, that was the shoe back when I started skating. iPath Grasshoppers.
I feel like a lot of people.
They were high tops.
I still remember my first skate shoe. My first skate shoe was a fucking pair of Osiris.
Same.
My fucking first day at elementary school.
You were on the Osiris tip, huh?
And like, I think it was like fourth grade or something. I took a picture. Like, I have a picture of me wearing those shoes.
Yeah, dude. My first pair of shoes were Jerry Sue Osiris.
Oh, dude.
With a fucking picture of, like, the
Oh, no, wait.
Elephant
I had the Emericas.
That's
the
still
Hisu
so weird.
Emericas, yeah. The mid-top ones. I don't know if you remember those, but...
No.
I think I don't know if the first I ever had was... It was either Audio or S. I don't remember.
I think it was
used to buy
S a lot for us, because I remember I had those weird green and yellow S's that were, like, leather almost.
I had, like... I remember I bought, like, the pink... Fucking Costin ones. I don't know what it was with me when I first started skating,
Costin,
but I was a color dude. If it was colored, I was like, that's sick.
You were also
which
heavy Costin.
Huh?
Which Costins were they?
The ones.
The Costin EKO ones?
Yeah.
That's what Matt used to say. That was Matt's shoe. Like, Matt only skated EKO ones.
No way.
They were
for
good.
For, like, high school and, like, for a long-ass time. EKO ones.
Yeah, they were really
what
good.
What were those Etnies that everybody had? The
Ardos?
Maranas?
The Ardos. I had, like, three pairs of those.
I skated a bunch of those.
Yeah.
They were good shoes.
One time I went to PacSun with my mom, and she fucking bought me a pair of those shoes. And when we got home, they gave me two different shoes.
Like two different sizes?
Yeah, no. And it was like, we came like, it was like a 45-minute drive to this mall.
Was it the same brand though, at least?
I think so, yeah. Like, but one was shoes? Like, dude, it was completely different.
Like one black.
Was like white and black, and the other one, that the original one that I chose the same was size? Like black and brown with camo on
it. Funny.
I mean, no, and they weren't the same size either.
They weren't?
No. Damn. Like,
you fucking, could just been rocking this match shoes.
I still remember this shit because the girl that was like helping us was pregnant as fuck. Like she looked like she's about to, her water is about to break. Like I was like fucking she's 9 or 10 like, years old, and I still remember this stupid ass shit.
Fucking two different shoes. At least you didn't get two different sizes. That'd be funny if they gave you like a size 7, like a size 13.
It was two different shoes and two different sizes.
They were?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like how? She did, obviously didn't look in the box or something.
It's fucking hilarious.
Damn.
So, you know how Ez re-released the Excel or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they just had like a bunch of stock still left over.
Yeah.
From when they went out of business. And they came back and they're like, oh, it's the new Excel.
Damn,
we made it. It's just the fucking old stock.
Damn. Dude, because this one is pretty much like a lot like it. I fucking hate this
shoe. Is that the Excel Plus, the skinny ones?
No, it's the Swift.
Swift, okay.
I tried
the Excel, actually, when we were filming for that one video. I tried two pairs, and I went through both of them in a weekend.
Yeah, they're shit. Both,
dude, they were bad.
That's
when they first came back, yeah.
Because they don't blow out like as fast. I mean, they're going to blow out, but like, I mean, it's going to last me like a month. Well, the rate I fucking skate, they last me all year. But like,
right.
If I was still skating a lot, they'd last me like a month versus like a fucking 2 weeks or like less. Mm-hmm. Which some of these fucking brands do. It's fucking terrible.
I think, but over the last like couple of years, I've noticed a difference in Lacai's because, like, yeah, if you'd say like Grip Thumb years or even before that, like, I used to skate, actually, like, way before that. Like, even before I started skating, I would buy Manchesters a lot. And just the way they were designed, they would...
I thought you hated those.
No, I hated... I can't remember what they were called. But there's one shoe that I fucking hated. But, because they were just, like, super thin and, like, ripped that day. Like, started making a hole the day I skated it. But Lacai definitely, like, in the earlier days, like, started... You skate them for like a week and they're ripping already.
Yeah,
but
that's
like
when I tried them and I like was against it ever.
But
since.
Over the last like couple years, they've
definitely got a little bit better.
Yeah, they've got a new
signing
designer.
Fucking Tony Hawk definitely helps.
I mean, probably not. I mean, whatever, sure.
Well,
but they got new designers, which is
right. But that like when I went online to check out what those shoes even looked like,
the protos
3 days after they were sold out. Like,
I don't.
Well,
like
yeah, because Tony.
I think they look
ugly.
Yeah, they're ugly.
I mean, dude, it's
so
funny
too.
It's so funny when he posted a photo of them, and there's a comment, and it was just like, "Looks like shoes for a 40-year-old dad or something like that." And he responds back. He goes, "Yep, that's me." Like, damn, that's pretty funny. It's like it's his design. Obviously, he wants to design the way it is, and it's gonna. He's fucking. What is he like 51 now? Like,
yeah, I think so.
Something like that. Yeah, because when he did like 50 tricks. There's
no,
like a video he
didn't
did.
Didn't he do the 900 when he was like 48 and he say, I'll do it when I'm 50 or something? Or
yeah, but
he
posted a video.
Should not try to do that right now.
Yeah.
He posted.
Anton, you know who Anton is?
Yeah.
That dude that was from Ann Arbor. I think he moved to New York. He said, when are you guys going to upload Jay-Z's part?
What?
Because I posted TCB? That switch. Yeah, I posted that switch frontside flip. He said, when are you guys going to upload his part?
Whenever this podcast comes out, I'll post it the next day.
Wait, his part from the TCB?
Yeah.
All right, I want to see if you can do the Sody challenge.
Oh, God. What's damn that? It again. I don't remember any of them.
It's funny that's because...
Not,
fuck you. We've done this.
We've done it so many times. I
still
don't
still
remember.
Don't know.
Are you going to ask me who the skaters of the year are?
Yeah. By year.
Yep.
I don't fucking know. I can't even
nobody
you,
ever
dude.
Does, dude.
I only know, like... I know the year of, like, this
the
year
funny
fucking...
Thing, the funny thing is, like,
the
we've
guy
done
from
this.
Supreme one.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it the way
he
we did
even,
it.
He shouldn't even have won, honestly, the guy that won this year.
Last year? Who do you... Who
the, oh, yeah, last year.
Or, well, yeah, whatever. But who did you vote, or who would you have voted for?
Zion.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Do you want to do every one of them, or... What?
No, not every one. I like what we did last time, where it was just, like...
Shotgun.
Every five, or...
Okay, yeah. Right. If we try to do every single one, we're going to be here for a fucking while.
No, hell no. Do you know
it started in 1990,
do you know the
right?
1990 is Tony Hawk.
I can't even fucking... I told you, I can't name one.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
I'm just going to guess.
I want to know...
Is it multiple choice?
Shit, I might make a little...
True or false?
Right.
That's a bummer for you. I'll make a little true or false test for...
Man.
That's good. Guest. We should do this every time because by the time we get like enough people to be like, all right, I'm fucking ready for
the
this.
The best
shit.
Thing though is like even three episodes from now, you guys still won't remember.
I still don't remember.
I know people who have won them, but I don't know the years at all. Right. Like I know Chris Cole's won.
Right.
Couldn't tell you what fucking
I
year
still
won.
Can't remember.
Nigel still hasn't won.
You want to start from
now? He never will.
No. You want to start from like 2005 and in?
2005 and in?
Yeah.
That's still fucking 14 years.
Sure. Josh, what do you think?
Start at 2010.
2005?
2005, really.
Start 2005. I'll move up a couple years, but...
Yeah, do like skip a few, because I don't think I'll
dig into your thoughts, man.
Yeah, 2005. Do I got to angle this computer?
Yeah, let me see that.
No, fuck off.
2005?
Chris Cole.
What the fuck?
God damn it. As you guys were talking about.
It was Chris Cole.
What even came out in 2005 that Chris Cole would have been?
Fuck, I don't know.
Probably New Blood.
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah.
After he tray flipped fucking Wallenberg,
dude. Oh,
that fuck end of that part.
You went to that, right?
What?
You went to Wallenberg, dude? Right? Wallenberg is insanely long. Like, there's a reason why not that many tricks have been done on it, and like why people use a roll in to do tricks.
What's the craziest trick that you think has been done?
Nollie backside flip. Oh, Shane O'Neill.
Not back heel. Not back heel.
Yeah, that is pretty fucked.
I don't know. Back big spin's pretty fucked.
Chris Joslin.
Because me and...
No, it was that little short dude from Texas.
Fucked it Reynolds, dude.
Fuck, what's his name?
Oh, Cody McIntyre?
Yeah, Cody McIntyre. Reynolds,
he's good as fuck. Yeah, he's got a good style, too.
I love that dude. He's super fun to watch.
His switch trays are so good.
Yeah, he's super tech, super...
Really good at training.
Fucking flip in, flip out.
Yeah, he's fucking tight. It was during that fucking contest where Chris Cole... back three and switch frontside flip on it.
Didn't Lizard King, he ollied north did, and then I think he did did he deck check the last stair?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's fucked up.
All right, 2007.
2007 was... Hang on, I know
that
this.
Was like prime time skating for you.
that was his prime, yeah.
Oh, fuck, I know this too.
What big video?
Yeah.
2007, fully flared. Dude, I was in fucking...
Mark Johnson.
Yeah. You didn't even really get that one. You were...
He threw a little Kai Fisherman. Fucking times down.
No, I don't have any of this shit either.
Well, that's why I always... we'll skip ahead to 2010.
But you're like a fucking skate nerd. Like, all right. You're really into that shit. I love skateboarding, but I'm not like...
I'm the same way.
I don't... Like, I just...
Yeah.
I watch that shit when it comes out, and then I don't pay attention. I couldn't even tell you when that one video game came out. Like, or like I can tell you Wheelbite because that was last year.
Yeah, I don't study shit either. Yeah,
I feel like I haven't.
Like, what year did GLG come out?
I mean, I know that 2011, but
well, yeah, you made it and you filmed it, so you should.
But no, I know what you're saying, and I feel like a lot that goes into that as far as like Skater of the Year is because it wasn't really like broadcasted.
No,
it wasn't very advertised. Wasn't cool. It wasn't advertised enough because like now it's like it's own thing on Thrasher. Like it's, you know what I mean? Everyone's like, oh, he has this many parts. He has a really good chance of winning Skater of the Year. Like, and they put it on there. Like now you can vote. Like that probably wasn't in
how
like
do you guys
2007
feel about that, though. Like skateboarding.
I don't think it
as
matters
as opposed to now and then. Like, how do you feel about the Olympics?
I actually was gonna ask that in a little bit, but go ahead.
the thing is, I don't care anymore. I feel like when it first came out, when it first was like announced like that, like I was like, damn, that's fucking lame because it's just gonna make Nike and Adidas more money. But I don't know. I feel like we can't really tell yet what's gonna happen because who the fuck knows?
Because like it could. I don't think it's happening to like better or worse in skating. I think it's just something to make more money through.
It could
the actual,
help. It could help. Who knows?
I think skating's peaked out to it, and I think it's going to get less popular. Like it's basically getting to its peak.
I think it's just going
to
stay.
And then I think it's going to
plateau.
It was super popular. I don't think it's going to plateau.
I think it's going to stay
the same. Just like snowboarding. Like,
well, that's
snowboarding
what I mean.
Is still like, yeah, it's just going to stay. It's just going to. It's not going to have as much hype around it like it does right now. Everyone's acting like it's a fucking brand new thing because they were all against it for so fucking long.
That's what I'm saying. Its popularity is going to... It's still going to be like a thing as it is, but it's like the popularity is going to go back down. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, shit, fucking
dude,
skating's in the Olympics. It's just going to become...
It's funny because it's like, and like the kids that skateboard in high school now, they're like the jocks like when we were in high school, like as opposed to like being the cool kids or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, when I moved out here, actually, skateboarding was cool, like, in school. But where I grew up in Howell.
When did you move out here?
When did I move out here?
Yeah. Like, high school,
2010.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, like, and I went to Howell High, and that's all fucking hillbillies. But yeah. We had a skate park at my school.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like
I've heard weird shit like high school team, like high schools having skate teams.
Dude, my mom would call me out of school. Like I would call her and be like, "Yeah, I'm not doing shit in school." Call me out of school. Like she would call me out of school, and I'd go to the skate park.
Damn.
And the fucking teachers would come out and yell at me. They'd be like, "You got to get to class," and I'd tell them I don't go to school there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, you had that mapped out.
Yeah.
Speaking of 2010, who won the SOTY that year?
2010.
I know this one, so I won't say it.
How Adam, chill easy? Out.
No, think about what came out in 2010.
You know it, right?
Yeah, I know this one.
All right, finally.
Huh?
No clue what came out in 2010.
Oh, Andrew Reynolds?
Oh, no. No, same video, though.
But yeah, same video.
Leo Romero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was my next guess.
We're getting honestly. Better.
He fucking yeah. grinded up a guy in rail.
That was
so.
Stay Gold, right? That was Stay
yeah,
Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what video. I thought was funny about that before we go to the next one is like, is that video definitely like brought a bunch, like skating up rails was Stay Gold, like first thing, but Westgate did it in the video first. But but it's funny that like.
But it was like a different. The rail that fucking Leo Romero 50 50 dumped
is insane.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a fucking no matter mellow when rail. You do it. Yeah. It's a normal, like, 7-9-stair handrail, and you right. fucking 50-50 dub it. It's insane.
Didn't Pat Miller say that didn't count or at the premiere or something
oh,
like that?
Because he landed and, like, tic-tacked out or whatever?
Yeah. So
that's fucking Miller.
I think Adam was saying that Miller was just like, he's going to take that.
I bet he'd try it again.
That fucking kinked rail that Cole Wilson 50 dub?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was in his,
but
like,
it's really low, actually. I know someone that went to that rail. I think it was. I don't even know who it was, but they told me that, like, if there's a kinked rail that someone's going to skate up,
it's
like,
be
that's
that one.
That one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. 2000.
I used to stay with Cole Wilson, actually.
I feel like Schwalm
when we would
told
go down
that.
To Louisville, we would stay at his house.
Let's talk how that happened.
Because Rob knew him.
Rob knew him
yeah,
personally?
We would skate with, like, Matt Ballard. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would skate with him. Like, they would take us around Louisville and shit. We went there a couple times and stayed at their house.
Yeah. What about 2011? Like, pretty much no one ever gets this.
Yeah, I never remember this one.
What does he ride for?
DW. I want to say, Jesus,
DW?
Adam.
DW?
Damn. I want to say, oh,
what'd you say?
DW.
No, that's wrong.
I want to say size back your nail, but that's not right.
What's he ride for?
I'm trying. Hold on. Sponsors.
Phone a friend. What did we, hey, what
dude,
did we say
the
last
funniest
time?
Thing is the like when they put the sponsors, the top one is Monster.
Chris Cole?
No. Anti-Hero, Independent, Volcom.
Oh, John Cardiel.
No.
Grant Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, Grant Taylor. Yeah, John Cardiel was like early 90s, yeah. right?
He wasn't getting sodied in 2011.
Yeah, that's true.
what year did it... Didn't some dude like Anthony Van or something win like recently?
2015.
He was 15. Yeah.
He was old and he dropped that part.
The Vans part.
Yeah.
Do you think he got that?
A lot of people
because
were
of propeller.
Off because of that.
You said what, Josh?
I mean.
Said a lot of people were pissed off because of that.
You think so?
Well, people were. Like yeah. I remember
oh,
that
yeah.
happening,
yeah.
and I remember like looking into it, and I was like, I mean, if he's gonna win a year, like this is his last year to actually win, so
yeah,
I understand.
True.
But
like,
there
was it
other people that
win?
Went hard, but to go that hard when you're that old.
See, I feel like we talked about this last time, and it's like you have to take in a fact that it's Thrasher Skate of the Year, so like they get the last say.
Yeah,
like it's kind of cool that they let people vote, but I don't think it matters that entirely because.
Do they even show the results?
I don't think they do.
No,
they should
absolutely no. They don't not like
yeah. they probably don't even. They probably just.
And if
let
they
that,
did, they would skew it into their favor.
They might not even course, use the results, honestly.
I mean, I'm sure they look at
I
it.
I guarantee you they already have in their head who they're going to let have win before they even start putting out the fucking, like, Instagram posts.
Right, because...
They already know who they're going to give it to.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
just doing it for, like, yeah. you know, it's the show of
this,
everything, the facade of...
Yeah, just to draw
you get,
in the
you get
crowd
a vote.
To
yeah.
just draw everyone in to
just
watch, to see who wins.
You, exactly.
I voted they know for this person, hopefully they win.
Yeah, they ain't mm-hmm. winning, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of this year, they were... That, Jamie Foy dropped that, like, little
oh,
VX
yeah.
part or whatever.
Yeah.
It was before, I don't know if he was, like, a contender in voting in, like, first Skater of the Year this year or not, but when he dropped that part, you know how, like, Thrasher on their website has, like, the caption or whatever to, like, the part or whatever? It was saying, like, one last hurrah or something like that before he hands off the baton to Skater of the Year. And I was just like, voting's still open. What do you mean hands off the baton? Like, what if he wins? You know what I mean? So it's like... I feel like they already know.
Oh, yeah, they got the shit But do you think they've like throw in weird shit like King of the Road and stuff into that?
Yes. King of the Road is Thrasher. I know it is Thrasher, but I know it's on Vice now, whatever, but it's still a Thrasher ran thing.
Dude, they were so much better than their videos instead of this.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. But it's still ran by Phelps and fucking
still not as good though.
Burnett, so...
Well, it's on TV, so they can't do all the heinous shit they used to do.
I mean, they still probably do it, but they probably just don't put it on that show.
Yeah. All right.
Didn't Ashad win 2 years in a row?
No. The only two people that ever won twice is Danny
No,
Wade
but what year did Ashad win?
2016.
13.
All right, that's what I said. 2013.
Yeah. You said 15. Who was 14?
That was Silas Bactroneal.
No. No.
Silas was 08.
Vanilin?
Oh, Wes Kramer. Yes.
Yes.
So you had 15.
That's crazy. He's like Anthony. How popular he is, and he doesn't even have an Instagram.
Oh, he doesn't?
No,
he doesn't. Yeah, Wes doesn't.
Wes Kramer, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they always hashtag his name.
He's from Portland, isn't he?
He's got, I feel like I've seen like stuff where they're talking about, he's just still got like a flip phone, and it's just like,
yeah.
That's sick.
Because there was, you remember the Glory Challenge when he tries to do the, you know, that. The grind gap to grind
oh,
thing
his
that
phone
they do
fucking flies out
his phone flies out and it's just a flip phone.
What about that Cater Kid turning pro? How do you guys feel about that?
I'm down with it.
He Who? Fucking kills it.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
He kills it is. But pro
yeah no I'm down with it.
You think he earned it already?
That's what I mean. I don't think he's not good for it, but like
how long has he been around?
I just
he's been
seeing
skating
him like this past
isn't he like
year,
14 or some shit.
Think about how quickly Corey Kennedy turned pro.
Yeah.
He no. Let's think. Fucking fast. Let's talk about how quickly Jamie Foy turned pro. Because
yeah,
I feel like
he's crazy.
He literally
he's
like
fucking crazy,
got hooked up. And
we
turned
saw
pro
that,
the same year.
We saw that Miami.
Well, he's been
really
Corey Kennedy though. Like he, Corey Kennedy got did the
That's
one
true.
The one in a million.
Oh
shit.
Yeah, the one in a million. You're right
for the barracks, and then he was like literally pro for girl.
Corey
within
Kennedy
like
is,
a year.
Corey
like,
Kennedy's good as fuck though.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember seeing Forrest Edwards on that show? Was it
one in a million?
It was one in a million. Yeah.
He was just an asshole.
I think Chris Millick was on that same like series too. Dude, yeah. Did you know, like, who was it? Jamie Thomas, I think, that he like would send Forrest boards, and he'd be like, "Send more next time." Like,
Well, yeah, dude. Jamie Thomas was actually trying to hook that dude up, and like he was just got to the point where Jamie Thomas was like, "I can't fucking work with this guy. Like,
yeah,
he's just fucking not like reasonable. Like, won't show up to spots. Like, it's just like hard to get a hold of." And he's
like,
"Fucking,
like he's good."
That
but,
goes a long way with skateboarding too. You have to have a good.
You
gotta
fit in. Yeah,
you gotta have a good attitude.
Yeah, you gotta be
like that's how you see people nowadays.
I feel
like
that's
that go pro or like even make a name for themselves, and they're not like the best skateboarder. Like, you know all these guys that are way better.
Right.
And then there's like this one dude that he's just super cool with everyone. He knows how to talk to everyone. He's like, I mean, he's good, but he's not the best. And they still go pro, and you're like, why is this dude pro?
I always wonder how much how much they tolerate that shit. Because if you look at like pro leagues and like sports and shit, they don't tolerate that stuff at all. The minute you start talking,
I mean,
nonsense, they'll sit your ass. But like,
not necessarily. I feel like professional sports, dude. People say some fucking ridiculous shit, and they're still getting paid.
The fucking NBA is the WWE now.
God damn,
they're fighting every other game.
Yeah, so
there was
it's way different when there's millions of
depends
dollars
on the sport
involved
too,
in the sports.
Depends on the sport too.
Like skateboarding,
he's right.
There's
the
only
NBA
a few skateboarders making millions
a soap
of dollars.
Opera, right?
But
compared
I mean,
to other sports,
and they're always talking drama.
Yeah,
like,
even going back
this
to
is
that
the
though,
NBA.
Yeah.
Oh, the NBA is a goddamn
like
soap opera.
That's like the one sport that I really like is basketball.
Yeah. So
yeah.
But even going back to that, as far as like having someone on like Forrest on the team, like it. Even us, like, having, like, a crew of people, like, if we're going out filming and there's someone that's, like, being a dick to us or, like, not showing up and, like...
But, like, when do they go,
be
okay,
like, yo,
like,
film me this way or do this. It's like, I don't really want to hang
like,
out with you if you're going to have that shit
like,
attitude.
Tell me
you know
how
what
to
I mean?
Film, like,
when's the point where they're going to be like,
you.
Oh, this
how about
is
I
bad.
Just don't film you?
Yeah, like, come on. Don't have that shit attitude.
Oops, I forgot to fucking press record.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed your tray flip 50 down that fucking 20 stair rail.
It was out of focus.
All right, send me more boards. I was like, damn, that's funny
as
fuck.
See if you got the last three from 16, 17, and 18. Okay, I know these ones.
18 is that's last year. That's that fucking.
What about 19? Damn it.
That dude on Supreme.
I hope.
Tyshawn.
Yeah, he's 18.
The year before.
I just said his name like 10 minutes ago.
Jamie Foy. Yeah, that's what I was.
Jamie Foy
before
won?
Before that.
He did Jamie Foy actually win?
Yeah.
Dude,
he won 18?
Yeah.
That rail in Miami?
No, he won 17.
Holy fuck.
Okay.
Is that the one he...
The one in 50?
Dude, okay.
No, he... what did he do?
I don't remember what part that is.
He front crooked? No, he front 50 did. But there's a rail.
Front 50 did. Yeah, he front 50 that did. Crazy ass rail. Because I remember reading an interview about that, and he was like saying how. I think he went to school there or something.
It's at the arena, right?
Yes.
Mm. It's at like the Heat's arena, and that thing is fucking huge, dude.
Do you know that? Okay, there's a clip of. I feel like I don't know if I put it in Spruity's. Did I put that in
fucking
Spruity's
big
part?
iPhone, bro.
Yeah, it's the iPhone 12. Thanks.
Is that the plus?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they let him try
iPhone
it out
the
before
Mega
they
plus?
Release
it's
it.
It's a plus plus.
It's the iPhone XYZ.
The triple XL.
But no, you know the clip?
It's the SUV of iPhone.
You know the clip of Spruity that when he's just like riding down a bank, like a super long bank, and then he runs into a fence? Hang on, I'll pull it up. But there's a rail on the side of that bank.
And that's it.
And that's the. There's another one, an identical one on the other side of that.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah.
And that's the one that. Foy 50s. It's fucking insane, dude. It's absolutely fucking insane. Like
that rail that Nyjah 50 that we walked up to in North Carolina.
It's just long and, like. Yeah, that's fucked
we
up.
We were
too.
Just like, that'd be crazy if somebody skated this.
And then Nyjah skates it.
And Matt walks up, yeah, Nyjah 50 this. And we're like, oh.
Like,
okay.
Dude, that rail that fucking Kyle Walker 50'd. Josh Scribner was telling me a story about how like they walked up to that rail and they were like jokingly saying because there was marks on it already before the footage had came out.
Rollerbladers.
And he was like, yeah, they were like saying like, what if someone skated this, like blah blah blah, and then that footage came out, like that shit's crazy.
I think that's sweet though, how like there's like a weird like famousness to spots that like, holy shit, that person did this on that, like fuck.
Yeah, to us.
I love that though. No, I know, not just random ass people, but.
Fuck rails, dude. I'm not even skating rails anymore.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I feel you. Yep. Dude, remember when I ate shit at Bell Tire?
Dude.
We were. I think we,
you should
yeah,
put
we
that
were talking
clip
about that last
here.
Time.
I think
we
talked about it on YouTube. Last time. I don't know if you still have it, but.
Oh, of course I do.
Yeah,
we talked about it.
Terrible.
Yeah, we talked about it in the last podcast, but I didn't show it up, so I'm kind of glad that you bring that up, because that'd be great to pull that.
I didn't even. I got like halfway through it and something came up.
He realized it sucked.
No, dude, I was actually enjoying it, but I was busy.
Well, I was going to say that I know that we were talking about it in the last podcast, but I didn't want to put it in there yet because I kind of wanted to wait till you got on.
Yeah.
And dude, I just remember okay, so there's like a side story that I want to go into there, but I'll go in there a second. It's just like how like gnarly that spot is to even like be at, like,
oh yeah, it's a tall rail.
No, not even that, it's like where it is, and like
it's fenced off,
yeah,
dude.
It's completely
like,
fenced off.
I think you're
is
supposed
it, like,
to
hard
have
to
like
to?
A fucking pass to get in there,
right? It well, it's a Bell Tire. I don't know if it's like an actual. It's like a corporate Bell Tire office or something.
It looks like it's a
or like
factory.
A factory or
like
something.
They, like it looks like a building where they make the tires.
Right. So like to get in there, like if the fence is open, it's probably open. Like the place is probably open, so you got to do it like
at night.
I don't even know, but because we went there one time,
we went
with,
there late as fuck.
Like this is a side story.
Yeah, because I remember being a nightclub. Yeah.
So side story, Dustin nose blunted it.
Yeah.
And we went there. Me and Dustin went there one time, and we were there was this guy just like. He like didn't kick us out, but he was like definitely like being weird, and he worked there, and we were just like, all right, let's bail. And he ended up like following us, like got in his car and followed us, and we like went to this like place or whatever. And then like as we're like in the other parking lot, he's like yelling at us. He's like, yo, like what are you guys fucking doing, blah blah, you can't be here. We're like, all right dude, whatever. And like we like went around, drove back around, came back and went back and did it, and then like ran out and he did the nose blunt. So it's like a crazy place, like you shouldn't be there, whatever, right?
I don't know how we were skating it for that long. We didn't even,
yeah,
because no
when you
like
and I were there
those.
Yeah, you
I
and
ran I ran up to it for like a half hour probably. Yeah.
When you and I were there, it was like 4 years before me and Dustin were even there, so like I was just like, oh, another spot, whatever,
was,
fence is open, straight, cool.
That happened in like
you
I
guys
still
are
in high
you
school.
Guys are what
I
made
was
it
still
more.
In high school, so that was in like 2011
2010 or 11, yeah, yeah. Probably.
That was GLG.
Yep. But
did you guys ever skate Area 51?
Yeah.
In Livonia?
Mm-hmm.
In Westland?
No, it's in Livonia at Newburg and like Amerheim.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, by Wolverine Ledge.
Yeah, you had to hop a fence and hop with a bunch of like slabs in the middle of like just open field where they're gonna like build some like.
Oh, I think
something.
I was thinking of Westland.
That's not the
slab,
like
right?
Fucking
is that what it was?
Ring Westland was slab? It?
No. Yeah. That one's way farther down Haggerty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. This one was in Livonia. There's a fucking Amazon distribution center built on top of that thing now. Mm-hmm. And if you drive past it, it's just like a half a mile long building.
Yep.
It's just fucking insane. So it's like, it's wild to think that like I was skating.
Yeah.
Where that building is built on top of.
I think about that shit all the time when I drive by. Like fucking Merriman Ledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that we could still skate that spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that the ground at Merriman Ledge sucks. Right under, like right where you have to pop, like next to the ledge. Yep. It's so bad. It got like that ledge was fucking awesome, but once like you like
dude, it's like
skate,
perfect height though.
Yeah, exactly. It's like right, it's above, right above your knee. Like yeah, it was, remember when they fucking sawed into the side of it? They took the a fucking a hacksaw.
Damn, what?
And they sawed into it. Like, is that really, why there's like, skinny like cuts?
Oh,
thinking
so
it's
like,
gonna stop
when
me.
You grind it. It was
like like it's gonna stop us from skating it.
It just sounded cooler to grind.
Right, exactly. Like,
just made
idiots.
A cool sound.
But we
made
went to
made us want to skate it even more.
Right. Yeah. Like, skate stopper, like fucking idiots.
But we went to Bell Tire and Josh was like not feeling it. Like he wasn't like he would roll up to it and he would just kind of like go at it and like pop and like kind of throw his board at it.
I could tell the
dude,
same thing.
Grinded
yet.
The whole fucking thing.
Here's the thing though, is so he would like pop at it or whatever. He was like jumping at it. I was like, dude, you gotta just like get on one. Literally, like, I think it was, like, the first or second one that he gets on, grinds all the way down. I was like, fuck yeah,
jumped
dude, let's
off.
Get it. Yeah, like, jumps off.
I pussyfooted it.
Yeah, Smith. Like, literally gets on, grinds all the way. I was like, fuck yeah, dude, you got it. Next try, pops, misses completely, and just falls on his face and scorpions
hold
over.
Hold on. Side note, I want to say something. Right before I went, I said, this one's for my mom.
Damn.
I ate shit.
Damn.
Dude, if you put this in there, was, like, slow it down, I'm, like, literally, like, inches away from knocking all my teeth out.
Yeah, you fell straight on your
I missed.
Face.
There's a,
it
there's
was front
a,
Smith,
there's
right?
A, there's a block at the end. Or your... No, my face. Like, there's a picture of me and you at Riley, dude. Yeah, and my face is all cut up. It was like days later.
Dude,
I remember.
Side?
It was all right here. It was like,
God damn,
okay. Fucking dude, just road
he's,
rash.
He's just laying there, and you can tell by the end of the clip too. I'm like,
but there's a curve
fuck,
at the bottom.
Right? You
yeah,
see
yeah,
me
yeah,
get
the
up,
of the
like,
yeah,
you've seen a lot of slams.
I was like inches away from my teeth hitting that.
No, yeah, he was. Yeah, it was bad.
Like if you slow it down when you watch it, like when you put it in there, slow that shit down. Like
yeah, no, you land on your fucking face, dude.
Yeah.
It was gnarly.
And I fucking I hit my thigh on the rail first. I hit my thigh on the rail.
Okay,
and
that's good.
Fell
yeah,
down.
I feel like I remember
broke
that.
Your fall a little bit.
Yeah. Well, still, I mean.
Yeah, you still hit, you land on your
like,
face, but still.
That was the perfect worst fall. Because I could have fucking taken my balls out and my teeth at the same time.
Right, yeah, right. It could have been a lot worse.
But I took my leg out and my fucking
and it looked
forehead.
Way gnarlier,
it looked
yeah.
bad, but like you walked away pretty unscathed.
Dude,
at the end of the day.
Actually, I was running up to the rail still after that.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that, honestly.
Yeah, I got, dude,
oh,
I laid
did,
on the ground for a
like,
long
no,
time,
I'm
and
done.
I was like,
yeah.
I gotta fucking do it, and I just, right. I couldn't bring myself to it. I think I had a concussion.
That was front Smith, right?
It was
right?
Fucking dude.
Bad.
That was front Smith, right?
Yeah. Fuck rails,
dude,
let's
I hate
say
front
that.
Smith.
Yeah, fuck rails.
I don't skate rails, fuck that. Yeah. I broke my arm skating rail, I'm fucking done with it. After that, I was like, fuck rails.
Yeah, for real, though. All right,
I'll get on that shit.
I'm just gonna stick to ledges.
Are we gonna continue? Wait, are we we're done with
staying low
scare
on the ground?
Year, right?
Yeah,
I'll scare
we
the
were doing Urban Dictionary next, right?
Yes, sir, I got them picked out already too, so this won't be as.
I have a crazy ass story actually.
Yeah.
Let's hear. It.
So, all right, I was
we're cutting that out.
At, you might have to cut this out. Well, actually, my mom found me. Well, the cops brought me back to the hotel.
Are you gonna
hold
lose
on.
Your job if you tell this story?
I just started a new job actually Monday.
Are you going to lose your job if you tell the story?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I have to, right. Tell a lot of the shit I say because my job. be careful.
Tell away,
so
then.
They'd be like, oh, this is the fucking kid we hired? Shit.
This no, guy right. drinks alcohol.
So we were all partying at my buddy Eli's house. You guys know Eli.
Yeah.
So
no,
we're all
but.
Getting fucked up there. And my plan was to go to sleep there. And his mom had some muscle relaxers, and he's like, here, just take this to fall asleep. And I took, like, two of them. And then I kept drinking, and it didn't, like, really hit me. And then I was like, I stopped drinking for, like, 15 minutes. I was like, okay, I'm fine to drive home now. So I drove home, and I dropped Dallas off at his house. And I was like, by the time I got to Dallas's house, I was like, I don't even remember driving here. I'm so fucked up. Like, I should just go to sleep. But my hotel was, like, right down the street.
Why were you
like,
staying at a hotel?
My house was being renovated.
Okay.
Like, there was a big-ass hole in the
fucking
kitchen.
I feel like I remember
kitchen.
That.
Okay.
But anyways, I was like, okay, my hotel was on Ford Road. And I get down Ford Road, and here's my hotel. It's right, say my hotel is right here on the fucking right. White Castle's right across the street. I was like, oh, that looks good. So I fucking pull through the drive-thru. And I couldn't even speak to the fucking.
Oh,
I couldn't speak
fuck.
To the drive-thru attendant. So I don't know what happened after this. Like, I was blacked out. I don't even remember that. Like, honestly, I don't even know if I spoke to them. But apparently, I left my car running in the drive-thru, and I went to the hotel that was right next to there. Not my hotel. My hotel was across the street. There was another hotel right here. I went and I fell asleep in the hallway, and I got woken up at, like, 6 in the morning by two police officers.
No.
And they were like, I was such an asshole to them. They were like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm sleeping. What the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Leave me alone. And they were like, what room are you supposed to be in?
Did you leave your car running in the driveway?
Yes, it was my keys, everything.
I just got out, dude.
And I went and slept in the hallway of this hotel.
Fucking awesome.
Not even your hotel either.
Got woken up by these police officers, and I was like, yeah, this is my room right here. And I was knocking on it. Like, I had a key card, and I was trying to swipe it, and they were like, that's not even the hotel we're at. They looked at the key.
Damn.
I was like, I just was speechless. They were like, where are you supposed to be? And I was like, well, obviously right here. They were like, you're not even in the, like, they were like, how'd you get here? I was like, I drove. And they were like, what kind of car do you have? I was like, a Ford Fusion, like, at the time. And he was like, yeah, what color is it? And I told him, he's like, yeah. He's like, did you leave it running in a White Castle parking lot? I was like, I didn't. My friend was driving.
Oh, no, good job, dude. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't going to admit to that shit. And then luckily, they called, because the car was registered in my mom's name. So they called my mom, and my phone was dead. So my mom was tripping out. They're like, where the fuck is he? Because I left my car running. So they got my car, and they didn't know where I was.
Oh, damn.
So the cops brought me back to the room, and I was just like, dude, I was just an asshole to the cops. I was like, fuck you guys. Like, I was just trying to sleep. My mom was like, get in here. Leave the fucking cops alone. I'm so sorry. Like, apologizing. And the funny thing is that day I had bought, like, my whole family tickets to the Tigers game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fucking family meal deal bullshit. And I fell asleep in the hallway of the tunnel to go to my seat at the Tigers game because I was so fucking hungover. I was so fucked up, dude.
Dude, you and your
that's
mom.
That's like
one
of the craziest stories for me ever. Like,
you're saying your mom just remind me of, like,
where was your car? Was it impounded, or they just, like, pull it over and park it in, like, a parking spot at White Castle?
So they, like, I don't know how they figured it out, but they, like, got my mom's number and.
Oh, so your mom took it or whatever?
They went and picked it up.
Well, they can look it up for the VIN probably. Yeah, who it's registered to. So.
So your mom came and picked it up.
Got it.
Damn, that's pretty funny.
My car did get impounded one time when I went to the rock quarry. Did you guys know what that
is? I've never been there.
In Monroe, right?
Huh. Can you swim?
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can't swim.
No. Dude, when we were in North Carolina, we went to the quarry there. He didn't jump in.
No, I didn't.
And I had no idea at the time. He's like, yeah, I can't fucking swim. I was like, what the fuck do you mean you can't swim?
I can't float
to the bottom.
Everyone fucking swims.
I'm the same way. Like, I can swim out of something, but I can't just, like, sit there and float. If I got tired.
You guys never
took
swimming lessons as kids?
Oh, yeah, we did. You want to talk about that? You want to talk about that? So when I was 8 years old, right?
Jesus Christ.
They took, my dad, like, signed me up for swimming classes. I went for a week.
Did we do that together?
I don't know if you were or not. I mean, I was 8, which would mean you were 3, so probably not.
You never know.
But
throw a toddler in the water.
Went to the Livonia Rec Center that we went to. I don't know, it doesn't matter. But we went there, and I don't remember. I remember being there a bunch of times, but I do remember them throwing me in the deep end, and they're like, get to the edge.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, as a little kid, like, someone coming and getting me and picking me up and bringing me back out because I couldn't get there because I was just floating to the bottom, and it was traumatized to the point that I'll never forget that because I can't float. And I've tried multiple times. Like, I'll go, like, when I go to, like, a pool at a hotel or whatever, I'll try to, like, get myself to float. I just can't do it, dude.
You have to breathe in. Like, you have to.
I know
put
what
air
I need
in your body.
I can't do it. I've tried.
You can't breathe.
I can't do it. I don't understand it either. I just swim like a motherfucker.
Dude,
so,
younger,
like, I can
actually,
swim?
When I was, like, 9 years old, I was at a wave pool, and I saved, like, 3 different kids from drowning in this wave pool. Like, they were fucking... I don't know where the fucking lifeguard was, but they were just like, pools. Oh, yeah, that little fucking 9-year-old kid's gonna save them. Cool.
Dude, because, like, okay, so if I get in, I can swim to the deep end, right? But if you drop me in a quarry...
or a lake or an ocean or something like that,
you're fucked.
And
you're
I need to swim to the boat, I'm dead. Yeah. You better come save me.
You need to never go on a cruise.
Nope.
No, no, hell no.
Cruises are fucking lame anyway, honestly.
Yeah, that's a lazy person.
If I'm spending some money to go on vacation, I'm not going on a cruise. Sorry.
That's what Bill Burr said. He's like, it's a lazy person's vacation. He's like, if you really want to get rid of some of the worst people on the planet, we should just start sinking cruise ships.
I think that's like, my favorite fucking bit. That's when he's just pretty much like, that's how I'm going to control the population. Is just put them on cruise ships and start. He's like, he just fucking
blowing up cruise ships.
He's like, just put a bunch of people you don't like on a cruise ship and sink it. All the evidence in the water. They're not going to find it.
oh shit, man.
All right, lucid drinking, Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, let's get into this.
Let's finally fucking do this.
Let's do it.
For anyone who doesn't know, I pick out 5 words, and you guys each get to guess once. So your first thing you say is your answer. So don't blurt shit out. Whoever is the closest to the answer, because rarely does anyone actually get it fucking right,
okay,
you get a point. Whoever is the winner at the end doesn't have to drink. And the 2 losers have to take a shot.
Okay.
All right.
But you still got to drink your beer each time you lose a round, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I will drink every round to make it not shitty. Hell, cool. I'll take a shot at the end, too. Who gives a fuck?
Perfect.
All right. So the first word...
I think the last place person should have to chug the rest of that.
You agreed to that.
I'm not doing that.
You said if you're in last, you're taking that.
Right, I'll chug the rest of one of these.
Don't sign other people up.
Yeah. Sign all you up.
All right, so this one is a phrase, not just a word, but what does it mean to blow her back out?
Back shots?
Oh. What does that mean? Back shots.
Blow her back out?
So are we going in order?
Let's go in order.
We'll go this way.
Go this way around?
Yeah.
Just blow a bitch out.
I think it's
I get what you're saying though.
I don't know how to say it. Like,
I think it you fucked her so hard that like when she tries to get up, she's like, oh fuck, I can't even fucking walk right now.
You break her back.
Blew my back out.
Okay, what do you think?
So when you're fucking a girl in her vagina from the backside, doggy style, and you're hitting it so hard, she goes to get up, her back is blown out.
Okay, so I'm gonna explain. No, that's fucking close here because. When you do it doggy style, and she can't walk for a day or two, so you both get a point because that you basically said she can't walk.
She can't walk. Like,
yeah.
What?
You just said when you blow her out.
Yeah, you're just blowing her vagina out.
Yeah. A little more detail.
Fucking, I didn't realize I needed a fucking 17-sentence detail.
I love that we all just drank anyway, though.
Yeah. It's pretty much just like who loses and gets a shot,
right?
All right, cool. That was the first word. Second word. What is a Cincinnati switcheroo?
So are we going in order?
I have no idea.
So this is when you're fucking your girl and it's dark out and dark in the room, and your boy comes in. You switch spots and then you go outside.
Why do I feel like you know this one? That sounds very confident.
You knock on the window and wave at her from outside while your boy's blowing.
I feel like he knows what it is.
God
fuck.
Damn! Just,
you said Cincinnati switch.
No.
So this is my guess.
That was very detailed.
I feel like that's exactly what it is.
I think when you're having sex with 2 girls in separate rooms and you get done with one, or you're having sex and you switch with your friend, and in the middle you give each other high fives and you go and you and your boy switch girls.
Okay, so yours is, he's saying when you basically switch girls without like
he's saying switch girls without them knowing.
No, that's not what I said.
And then you went outside and you're like, what's up, bitch?
Clarify what it is.
So what I was saying is you're fucking a chick and then it's dark out and then you fucking, your boy comes in and you switch. He starts fucking her. Then you go outside and you stand outside the window. You knock on it and you wave at him. Is that a Houdini? I thought that was like the Houdini.
So like yours is pretty much tricking a bitch and his is like, we just swapped.
Yeah. Okay.
Mine
like
is.
Swap?
Yeah. Mine is, I got 2 chicks.
You're both.
There, I'm standing in the middle. I got 2 of them, and I'm just like, here's my dick, here's my dick, here's my dick, here's my dick. In their mouth, though, just their mouth.
I don't think
anyone.
No one gets that one. Well, I'll drink.
I'm going to drink anyways. I was already about to, but
I don't think we can fucking even show that, like what we just said.
What we got? Regardless, it's before having sex, you fish one of your roommate's condoms, use condoms from the trash, turn it inside out, and put it on.
What do you mean? That's like exactly what I said.
It's the same damn concept. Oh my god.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross. Fuck you mean?
She gets pregnant by the other dude because they fucking swapped it inside out. Residue.
So me and Josh are up.
Wonder if people actually do that shit.
God, some people do probably.
Yeah, there's some funky shit going on in Kentucky for sure.
This one's. I'm glad. Sure. I'm glad to where this one is because it's not as intense. What is? It's a noun. So what?
I think you guys like, need like a buzzer or a light.
Right. That's not in the budget yet. Yeah. Yes.
We're gonna do that on Patreon.
So give us money.
Yeah. The word is
donate your money.
The word is
buy us a buzzer.
We're opening up a GoFundMe account. They're opening up a GoFundMe account.
Yeah, that's where the Patreon's coming from.
Yeah, podcasters have Patreons. Okay.
Yeah. What is poppycock? And the sentence is that's a lot of poppycock.
Most of the fucking country of origin.
Country of origin?
Is that in the spelling bee?
Is that a? Can you use it in a sentence?
Can you repeat it in the sentence?
Yeah. Can you use it in another sentence? Give me a fucking.
Can I phone a friend?
Starting with the cherry tree, much of what was written by Washington's early biographers was pure poppycock. What?
What?
One more time.
Just what was written by the fucking biographers?
It's just like,
let me hear that sentence one more time.
Starting with the cherry tree, much of what was written by Washington's early biographers was pure poppycock.
Oh, it's false. Basically, because that was a false story about the fucking Washington.
It's pretty much just like empty bullshit. Yeah, it's not true. Nonsense talk. Yeah,
not true. Because the whole story of him cutting down that cherry tree or whatever the fuck is not true.
Way to give us all the answer, Scott said.
But I got a point, though, because I fucking said it right.
You're all tied, so it's like whatever. All
right. Fuck everyone.
I'm gonna drink anyways.
Me too.
I'm trying to find
where you going?
Video. Food. I don't really have a sentence for this one, unfortunately, but what is a doodle sack?
A doodle sack?
Like doodle. Yeah, doodle sack.
There's no sentence for this?
I don't really have one, no.
Oh, it's when you put your ball, like you take your dick and you put it in your balls and you like wrap it over.
So you have three balls?
It's a thing. It's actually just a thing. It's not like an act or...
You guys ever do that? I can't lie, I've done that before.
I'd be lying if I said I haven't done that.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It's a bag full of used condoms.
A doodle sack? Yeah. That's a good answer.
That is pretty good. But no.
I want half a point just for that.
You might.
Okay, so it's like the foreskins. Rump people's fucking circumcised dick.
I think it's just a drawing of a bunch of sacks. A doodle sack.
It is an old English word for bagpipes.
Yeah, oh, that's wow. Exactly what I said once again.
This is rigged.
Fucking bagpipes.
I think he did say bag.
No, we're not going with these technicalities.
That's a far stretch.
Nobody's getting a point on that.
We're all one to one. All
right, so we'll do it this way. Nobody's got everyone's got one point.
Everyone's got one.
This is the last word. So whoever, what?
This is the fourth word?
This is five.
What were the other four?
Blur back out, Cincinnati, switcheroo, poppycock, doodle sack.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Okay. What is a sherm stick?
I have no idea.
This is an actual Urban Dictionary one, so.
Sherm. Can you spell that?
S-H-E-R-M-S-T-I-C-K.
Okay, sentence.
Well, there's two here. We got to head up to Camden and get us some sherm sticks that we can get off the hizzy tonight.
Oh, it's like a girl you're going to have sex with. It's like a one-night stand.
It's like a drug. It's something that you're going to either smoke or do. It's a drug.
Okay.
A sherm stick. A whippet or like a fucking... I would say the same thing. It's got to be some kind of drug. A fucking line of cocaine, some meth, a fucking...
I'm going to give him the win because it's either a joint or a cigarette. Often a Newport.
This is
dipped,
fucking bullshit.
Dipped in liquid PCP.
I fucking
Scott,
said that.
Scott, drink.
I said that again.
It's okay because Josh lost, so he has to drink
won.
The rest of that Jim Beam.
No, I won.
No, you guys just both got to take a shot.
Okay.
Take a shot of that Jim Beam.
No, I'm taking a shot. He's got to finish the rest. So I'll pour. We'll pour a shot out.
Look at how he's looking at this shit.
So much regret.
What the fuck did I do? My man and my word.
All right, is that good? You got the rest? Is that good? Look, here's my shot.
Fuck no. Put some more in that, you fucking little asshat. Put some shit. Dump yourself a real shot. Keep going. All right. You're good.
I'm trying to find this fucking video on the berries, but I can't find it.
That's a good one right there.
It's not even that much. I think that's how much I drank when I first fucking took my first pull.
Yeah. Oh, you can finish that. All right. Fucking cheers. There you go, boys.
The losing.
Welcome. Hey, you were the first loser last time, so.
That's right.
There you go. I'll drink anyway. You know what? I mean, this is lucid drinking. I'm going to drink.
It's easy to drink for sure.
Yeah, it's not harsh at all.
It's pretty smooth, yeah.
It just tastes like...
I don't
it
like that.
It tastes like shit, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you said you got a better fight story?
Yeah, way better, dude. We were at Michigan State, so you already know. Like, bros.
Yeah, what's up, bro? Let's go.
Yeah. So, okay, we're at this crazy-ass party. We're fucking packed in there like sardines. I'm fucking standing on the top of this couch just going crazy. And Max gets a phone call from our friend Mikey. And he's like, dude, these guys just jumped me. I followed them back to their house. So we're like, okay. We were like, how many is there? He's like, there's like five of them. So we go find Mikey. And we go to this house. We fucking just walk right into the house. There's a girl standing there. And Mikey, they're just like, yeah, you guys think this is funny? Like, where the fuck, where's everyone at? Like, later we found out it was like 15 guys upstairs doing coke. And so where we're at is, we're talking to this girl. This one guy comes walking down the stairs. Max is like, oh, you think it's funny jumping my boy Mikey? And he's just like, what? We didn't jump him. And he just like walking down the stairs. And Mikey just texted me, actually.
Damn.
That's funny. But he comes walking down the stairs, dude. And Max just jaws this dude. He fucking goes unconscious. He's like falling around the kitchen.
God damn.
Me and Eli just start unloading on this guy. Like, he's unconscious. And I just remember hitting this dude the hardest I've ever hit someone. And he just fucking falls to the ground. He's just like unconscious. And then we got like 13 guys. This isn't even an exaggeration, literally. Like, that is probably how many guys there were. There was 13 guys and there was only four of us fighting.
Right.
We had like six people with us, but there was only four people that were actually fighting. They line up on the stairs. Like, this shit is like something you would see in a movie. They line up down the stairs and they're like, the guy at the bottom is like, all right, you guys ready? Let's go. And they fucking just start running down the stairs, dude.
Fucking
and Max
assembly
is the only one standing right next to the stairs, dude. He knocked out like the first four people.
No.
Boom, boom, boom. Knocks out like the first four people, dude. And then we're just like outnumbered and shit. I had like six people on me at once. I got booted in the head, dude. I had like a baseball on the back of my head. I lost a shoe in their front yard. Like,
dude, I remember
that
one
shit was crazy. Mikey, there's a video actually. Mikey got fucking, there was a wine bottle. Someone tried to break it over his head and it didn't even break. There's a video. You just hear it go,
Oh, that's fucked.
Hit him.
Damn, that would fucking suck. Yeah.
Dude, I remember one time we were skating in Ann Arbor. And I don't know if we were like walking to another spot or like whatever. But there was like a frat house. And the frat house front door was wide open.
Oh, when I walked in.
And Scott or fucking Josh just walks in into the house. He's like, what's up? And I'm just like, oh my God. Josh, come on, dude. Come on, dude. What are you doing? He legit walks like halfway into this house and just yells, what's up?
There was no one around.
Just walked into
a
random frat
thing,
house.
Like right there. Like, you know how they have the Red Bull tables?
It's insane that you can do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember going to some frat party at, like, it was Kent State, actually. And you could walk into any fucking house you wanted to. It was ridiculous.
Right.
Especially because, like, some, like, even if there was some houses that weren't actually having parties, you could still fucking do it. Like, they don't lock shit.
No.
Yeah.
What's next on the list?
Oh, boy. You want something on the list? I have, like, mind fucks.
Hey, let's hear the mind fucks.
Could do that. Some like, shit where... There you go.
Well, we want some
keep
guests.
Him going. Service. Keep him going.
Can someone bring?
That 40,
can
like,
someone bring me a PBR
show.
Then? Can someone give me a PBR then?
All right, mind fucks. What do we got?
The first one is, I mean, you can have no comment on this at all. I don't give a shit. But the fact that no matter what, you can't imagine a new color.
What do you mean?
You can't think of a new color.
Yeah, because there's you only have the spectrum that's visible
to
your eyes. So there's no way you can
fucking shit covered.
Well, I mean, let's think about that for a second.
Not
because Crayola,
you got magenta blue.
They're just going
still
through the
blue.
Spectrum of what's already
yeah, exactly.
visible to the
still
human
blue.
Eye. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't like think of something that doesn't already exist.
Exactly.
You can.
Why not?
Not color.
With colors. I mean, it's because like, you can only see within a certain spectrum of like what we see.
Did you
so
know?
It's like Crayola
name, a, new,
is just
name
taking...
a brand new color right now.
Okay. Okay. Here's the thing is, so an actual... So an actual color or a name for a specific hue.
You can't imagine a new, brand new, not any hued color.
So, like, you know, right, so
you
it's
can
like
name
it's within
anything.
Like within like the basic.
You can
spectrum.
Name. You can name
it's,
anything.
It's like
something.
The it's like the painting companies that come with like elephant's tusk or whatever.
Well, yeah,
it's right. Still
just,
gray.
I just painted a room in my house.
Yeah,
and it was like. Arctic navy blue,
right?
Like,
right.
And
so,
it look—it's just fucking navy blue.
Still
why the
blue.
Fuck is
so,
it
like,
Arctic?
What I'm saying okay. is like, there's no like, you can't think of a color outside of like, oh, green, blue, like you know, like the standard shit, like green, blue, fucking yellow, orange, right. Red. It's, yeah. It's like obviously there's hues and shit. What are you,
and then
over
there's
here
shades
fucking
of those
playing
colors.
With my fucking dick. Like you can't think like obviously there's hues of every color, but it's like you can't fucking.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Isn't
we
that amazing when Scott actually talks in the mic? Go ahead.
You've
go
been
ahead.
Here this whole time?
You can't fucking not think of something outside of like the basic colors that there are. Obviously, there's hues of every color.
Like if you say navy yeah. blue,
okay.
Or like,
but that's all
say,
blue.
Yeah, exactly. But you can blue. Say fucking light blue.
Or you can say magenta.
Blue.
It's fucking
yeah.
red.
Yeah,
asshole.
Yeah.
Like,
if I punch myself or if you punch yourself and it hurts, are you too weak or too strong?
Both.
No. There's no both.
Yeah.
This is a question.
Is your body too weak because it hurt, or are you too strong that you hurt yourself?
Well, how
that's
do you
really
feel
all
that
I got
day?
To say about that?
Well, I would say I'm. I would definitely say I'm too strong because fuck saying I'm too weak.
Jesus Christ! How do you feel that day?
Every day I'm strong as fuck. Whoa, easy.
Scott.
All right.
I'm Scott.
Yeah, let's bring. You'll get your own episode.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. I want this, I do want this to be in there for like 30 seconds though. I want a real handshake, sir.
A left-handed one?
Yeah.
A left-handed one.
Punch yourself right now.
Are you too weak? Are you too? It doesn't even fucking make sense as a question because it's like it's two different fucking receptory.
That's the whole
processes.
Point. Answer the
mind
question.
Blown.
It's because my strength and my
I'm too
my
strong.
Ability to handle pain are two different things.
No, I'm too strong.
Yeah.
You never want to say you're too
I've
weak.
I've been too strong. If you're exactly. looking at Weck, he ain't shit. Come at me, bro.
Yeah. Dude, check my manuals out,
me.
Pussy.
You try like, to Manny bus me, bro. I don't even do manuals.
Yeah, can we talk about the fact that Weck
can
like,
we focus on this?
Manny busted Dan's yeah. manual, which yeah. he didn't touch. Like, and you're not going to touch the nose Manny that he completely touched. Like,
yeah.
whatever.
Can you pop out of a Manny? I feel like you can.
Yeah, of course
yeah,
you can.
You can pop out, but he still does that. Like, when people pop out to do a flip trick, he's like...
Yeah, no.
No. You can fucking
that question
touch.
You just asked is literally like, what happens when an unstoppable force meets an unmovable object?
All right,
it's
well...
like literally what you asked.
What's no, the next
yeah,
one, then?
Continue with that, though. That's fine.
And it's... I don't know. It just doesn't fucking...
I did. This didn't pop in my head one day. I was like, I'm going to ask this. I found this. So.
Answer the question, Scott.
So, ask me again. I fucking already
if I punch question. Myself and it hurts, am I too weak or am I
if
too
Scott
strong?
If Scott punches himself.
Am I too weak or am I too strong?
It's pretty simple. To me, I'm too strong.
Dude, I would say, yeah, it's only like logical.
Like, why
yeah,
would
I'm
you say?
Strong. It's, I would just say I'm shitty at fucking
answering
my,
these
my
questions.
My pain tolerance. Sucks
no, because you
and
can't
I'm,
say you're too strong.
I would just say my pain tolerance sucks.
If you're too strong, then why does it hurt?
Because you're too weak.
It doesn't.
Exactly.
Isn't it crazy that you can't tickle yourself?
Yeah, this is kind of a fuck question. Yeah. Yeah, I'm too strong.
And you feel like
Jesus, man, chill out.
I'm strong as fuck. That's gonna
How'd that
hurt.
Feel? Did it hurt?
No, I'm strong.
No, okay.
You didn't punch yeah. yourself in the face
but
though.
That wasn't the question.
It'd be actually pretty hard
he
to
punch said,
yourself
myself,
in the face.
He said
punch
myself, not punch myself
that's
in my
thing
face.
Too, is
but he
like,
said, and it hurts.
Your, no, see,
right?
your brain will, yeah, exactly.
And it hurts.
But your brain won't let you like, bite your own skin.
Then
you're too weak.
Yeah, yeah, bite your own tongue or anything like
exactly.
that.
Because I'm strong.
Like,
yeah.
it's like
hurt.
The, you could not no. punch yourself.
Like, you technically,
okay,
like, the bite force you need to bite your finger off is that like a baby carrot, right?
Right.
But you can't do it because you're never going to be, your brain's not going to let you.
Yeah, that's why you couldn't punch yourself in the face.
So this question is stupid.
No, this question is fucking great. Because if you were, like, let's say right here, you
feel like fucking Aristotle right now.
You could not bite hard enough to rip skin because your brain won't let you do it.
Oh, I could.
Then how did that dude cut his arm off when he got oh, he was using a knife, I guess. So, yeah.
Money only has value because we gave it value.
Yeah, obviously.
That's not true. But
why?
How much? Yeah, why?
No, money is just a fucking, it's a use of, it's a transactional use.
Right?
Things have value because, so the only reason money exists is so I can trade, let's say I make mattresses and somebody else makes apples. I'm not going to trade a mattress for 1,000 apples. Because it's fucking, I don't want 1,000 apples, I want 2 apples.
Okay,
that's why
so,
money exists. So money only money has value assigned to it based on the fact that we need to be able to trade objects to each other that can't be traded for each object.
I mean, it's supply and demand.
I can understand
of,
that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going
to... To an extent.
You, what?
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, yes, it's assigned value based on the voluntary transaction that we're doing. Yeah.
What was the original thought?
If I said I wanted to buy like, something from you, you're not going to accept it from me unless we agree on it, right?
The original thought is money has value because we decided it does. No, yeah, and I think you're both... I think Scott's doing a good point.
I think what he's saying is it's a placeholder to make these two level
right.
things
like a can of
right.
even
a bottle of beer is obviously going to cost less than that refrigerator is
right and you're not gonna I mean some people might be like I want 12 cases of beer for a refrigerator like
right,
never, like,
right.
that'd be a weird fucking trade man.
But, it's like normally it's like that's why money start came to existence
yeah
you know
but
yeah.
it's not money though it started with silver and gold because those have intrinsic values in themselves because they can be used outside of currency
right
well, people gold still do trades it's not like
trade
everyone
what?
Doesn't anything
oh yeah, yeah.
Clothes.
Oh yeah
oh
yeah, okay.
yeah yeah
yeah definitely like it, like there still is bartering shit within like our own economy yeah. but like most stuff is done via the use of cash and credit and whatever
can you repeat the question
the actual like thought was money has value because we decided it does
I mean that makes
yeah,
sense
okay so that's true yes it does yeah. because we decided we are going to settle an agreement on I'm going to give you $10
when did
Well, basically,
whatever,
yeah, we're deciding, whatever. Like, okay, this bottle of beer is worth $1, and this iPhone is worth $1,000.
Right, exactly.
So
it's
I'll
what's
give you
value.
1,000 Bud Lights for
when
your iPhone.
When do you guys think that, like, Josh, do you know what happened on the Barracks? Like, why? They posted it, the Backsmith trade flip, right?
Are we going
right?
into this?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you mean?
So, Barracks posted the Backsmith trade,
Yeah, they
correct?
Posted it, actually, okay, so... This is what happened
the Barracks
with the
posted
video.
Your shit?
Yeah.
The Barracks posted my Backsmith tray. They posted
just for,
Paul Rodriguez
just
doing
for,
it switch.
Just for like a background, like did they post
Oh you're right, they did.
Was this like a comparison video? Like what
yeah,
it, what
yeah.
was this?
So let me explain.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
So the Barracks posted the Backsmith
oh, I
tray that
guy.
I did. They posted Paul Rodriguez doing it switch at the Barracks, and they posted this kid, Ronnie Kressner, who I believe Jordan Garland and Randy are both friends with. Ronnie Kressner, yeah. So he did a Backsmith tray, I did a Backsmith tray, and Paul Rodriguez did a switch Backsmith tray, which you can't compare any trick that I ever do to fucking Paul Rodriguez.
Right, yeah. Do you remember what they said? I can't remember.
They were like, it said something
I
like,
you
who did.
Being like, why didn't you fucking tag me? I filmed this.
Yeah,
he reposted it.
Like,
you can spell my name
like
wrong.
That, but what the Barracks said was basically like, who did it better? Who do you think did it better?
Yeah, you're
right. It was
right.
something like
yeah.
that.
Oh, okay.
Who
yeah,
do
yeah.
you think did it better? They yep. were just trying to stir some shit up. Like they always do, because that's what
fucking
they are.
Steve
they
Barracks. Scientology,
they just want,
bro.
They just want attention.
Right.
That's what the Barracks is.
Yeah.
If they don't get attention, then they don't have a crowd and they don't. They're nothing.
Yeah.
Barracks is
so
fucking whack.
So he commented on
fucking...
it. Steve commented on it, and he said something along the lines as, I didn't condone.
Oh,
you
I did. You're right.
Me, you're like, I didn't condone
I
was this.
Like, I
didn't
give you
give...
permission to post
yeah.
this footage of Josh Rohn or something
Jesus.
Like that.
Didn't give me,
like, being
dude,
funny.
I didn't give you permission
side
to post
note,
this.
Side note on that is, you've been trolling lately.
I have been trolling
yeah.
lately.
Yeah. But Steve's the king of that. Just like, you didn't take, like, oh, you're going to spell my name wrong? This isn't permission? Like,
right.
you didn't like my white balance?
Dude, that's hilarious.
But,
how
but
many
Steve
people
Barra,
commented on
yeah,
Tony Hawk.
I know, I was hyped
that
on that. That's
yeah.
tight, though.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so that happened with Steve. And Eric, or not, it wasn't
Steve
Eric Carlson. It was Steve Barra. Of course, Steve Barra.
Right.
So,
oh, yeah. Because
Eric Carlson doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. His name's just in it.
Yeah. Whatever.
So Steve Barra responds, and he says, would you like me to take it down? I'm sure Josh wouldn't. Said something stupid like that.
All right. Well, thank you, man. Appreciate it. You're the man. All right. Hopefully, we get a new part
Let's
this
get
year.
A cheers in here.
There you go,
Let's
dude. Go. There you
fucking
go.
Cheers.
Lucid drinking, baby.
Cheers. Your fucking.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. All right.